Before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets that they had outside?
We had little toilets out there, you know.
What did you call those little buildings?
Previews.
Any other names?
Well, some of them called them toilets, and it's first one thing then another, you know.
Do you ever hear any joking names for them?
Any what?
Joking names that people might have for them?
No, I don't remember. Boy, would it not?
What different animals did y'all have here? Where would you keep them?
Well, we didn't have anything here in the animal line except the hogs and the cows and the horses,
mm-hmm.
mules. And we always had a barn that we kept the horses and mules in. And we had always had a pasture, patch, that we kept the calves in. And we turned the cows outside and they come up and we'd milk them and turn them back out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we handled that business. And most of the time we had stalls to put the horses and mules in. In bad weather, we kept them in a stall where they could stay in the dry.
Was that built onto the barn?
Built onto the barn, on each side of the barn around it.
What did you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft, hay loft. We had a hay loft up in the general in the upper part. We'd throw up a lot of hay there. If we pulled the fodder off in our corn, you know, and tied it up, well, we'd throw that all in the top of the barn. We kept the corn inside the barn.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the corn inside the barn?
We just threw it in there on the floor.
I mean, any special room in the barn?
No, we just had one big place in the thing where you put your corn. Just
mm-hmm.
pile it in there.
Did you ever hear that called a crib?
Crib, yeah. Crib or a barn, either one.
The crib and the barn?
Most of the time, you take a fella talking about a crib, that was just a one-room building without any stalls or anything around it anywhere, or any loft or anything in it. And well, then that's his crib. He threw his corn in. That
mm-hmm.
would be the crib, you know.
Where would people keep their grain?
Grain?
Uh-huh.
That's where they kept their grain, in the crib.
Do you ever hear of a special place called a granary or a granary?
No, we didn't ever have none of that here. Not
mm-hmm.
around here, no more.
If you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grew back, so you could cut it again the same year. You'd call that the
second cutting.
How would you leave hay outside?
Well, we didn't have no way to say to leave the hay outside and keep it. We had to put it in a barn. And nowadays, they got presses and things that they can use it and leave it outside and the rain won't run it deep. And
mm-hmm.
the cattle go there and eat it, you know. But them days, back in my days, it wasn't like that.
Did you ever hear taking a pole and putting the hay around
that?
Yeah,
I've done that a lot of times.
What's that?
Well, that's what you call shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, shock that hay out there. When you got your barn full and you didn't have no other place to put it, you know, with squirrels on that sweet girl. And we call that shocking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally where we put the sawdust we had. We'd always do that. And you could comb it down. It shed the water off.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed pretty good. Cattle eat it out all right.
Before, a long time ago, when they'd cut the hay, and they'd rake it up in little piles after they dried. What did they call those little piles that they had?
Whenever we raked it up in little piles like that, all we had, what we call that, well, it wasn't a thing in the world, but just some stuff ready for the boys to come along with the wagons to,
mm-hmm.
and pitchforks to load it up to haul it to the barn.
You didn't have a name for that little pile?
Not that I know anything about. All I ever knew of it was just the hay was raked in piles.
Did you ever see anything with poles and the sliding roof that you could put hay under?
Yeah.
What was that like?